I'd like to give you some instruction about sitting for when you're doing your sitting meditation, because it is important in terms of what sort of posture you assume, what the quality of your practice will be. So you certainly have the option of either sitting in a chair or sitting on the floor. So let's talk about a chair first. If you do sit in a chair, you're going to want to sit an inch or so forward from the back of the chair. You're not going to be leaning back into the chair. That can really promote sort of slouching in a variety of ways. So you certainly can sit in a chair, but you're going to want to be holding yourself up. If you do have some problems with your lower back, and I do this sometimes myself, you can stick a pillow in your lower back, kind of between the back of the chair and your lower back, to give you some support to have the back of your, or have your lower back arched a little bit. You do want to have your feet on the floor. It's much more stable to sit that way. So if for some reason you're in a chair where your feet are not quite reaching the floor, you can put a cushion pillow underneath your feet. That will be much more stabilizing. If you happen to be sitting on the floor on a cushion, and one of the key things is to have your hips end up a bit below your knees. So if you're sitting cross-legged, you want to be really up on the very edge of your cushion and having your knees come down to the floor. There are higher cushions like the Gamdens, which are really good for this. They really open up your hips, and it'll also help open up the arch of your lower back. You can also do something like the Japanese benches that you can kneel on, and that way you can be on the floor. You can also take a thing like a zafu, the round cushions, and turn it vertically, and you could sort of squat and kneel over that more or less. So that's another option. But you definitely want to try to get your knees below your hips, however you're sitting. So regardless of where you've put yourself, whether it's on the floor or on a chair, it's nice to put your hands on your thighs. Just rest them gently on your thighs, face down. And then you also want to relax your face, so you can just check in. Relax your face muscles and your neck muscles. It's recommended to have your tongue touching the roof of your mouth. By no means required, but that's something you might want to experiment with and see what that's like for you. And then we want to talk about what to do with your eyes. And there are different schools of thought about what to do with the eyes. I often suggest if you're just beginning that you keep your eyes closed to really minimize distractions and keep focused. So that's certainly an option. In some schools, they actually suggest you practice with your eyes open, because the notion is that we're not really retreating from life. We want to be able to be present and attentive and still be able to take in life. And so if you decide to try that type of eye gaze, if you will, what you want to do is be looking downward, maybe a couple of feet ahead of you. So you're not turning your head around, looking at things all around you and getting distracted. You're just having some awareness of what is around you. And you have a very soft gaze. So you're not looking at any particular thing and staring at it. You're letting what's in your visual field come to you in a very soft way. So if something did cross in front of your visual field, you would see it, but we're not looking for anything to see. So again, you have that option. The whole attitude that we want to have here is a sense of being very upright. We are actually holding ourselves up in a way, and yet relaxed. And that's something that you'll probably be playing and practicing with the entire time. You may catch yourself at some point in meditation realizing that you're really holding yourself very rigidly, and then you can relax. Or you may notice you've slumped and you can pick yourself up. But the notion, even with holding ourselves up, is one of a certain sense of dignity. You want to kind of get this feel of you're sitting on your throne and you have a certain sense of dignity, just natural human dignity. And yet it's not a tight or rigid dignity. It's just very uplifted. The last thing I want to say about posture is pay attention to coming to sitting and leaving sitting. You know, it's very easy to be in your mind, busy, all sorts of thoughts, throw yourself down on your cushion or whatever, and then go, oh, now I'm meditating, and not even really be aware of how you got yourself there. So pay attention to the transition from whatever you've been doing before and stay with yourself as you come and sit on the cushion and be very intentional about, now I'm sitting to do my meditation. And similarly, when your time is up, whether you've set a timer or there's a bell on the recording or something like that, it's easy to just jump up, go off, and get all busy again, right? As though that just didn't happen, what we were doing for the last 10 minutes or something. So see if also you can get up from where you're sitting in a very mindful way.